Farmer Brown has 50 potatoes and 6 children. If half of the potatoes are to be divided among one third of the children, how many potatoes do each of the remaining children get?
Oh, God.
I know. Short skirt for Math Monday. How'd it go?
He's still constipated. If he was any tighter, you could wear him to the prom.
You mean to tell me he didn't react at all to the picture of you naked? Just the thought of it would work for me.
Well, I guess you have to give him this pill.
Yeah, but he'll spit it out if we don't wrap it in something that tastes good.
Well, let's see what we've got.
How about this thing in the tinfoil that's moving?
No. Mom said never to touch that. I know. How about this piece of cheese? The mouse wouldn't eat it, but maybe Buck will.
Well, can't be all that old. Still green.
Mm-hmm. Here, Buck. Come on, boy. Yummy fuzzy cheese.
I love waking up after your mother's already up and out. The scent of her perfume still in the air. $50 missing from my wallet. Just like I was single. Hey, breakfast tea. It's not bad. You know, I have a feeling it's going to be a big day for Daddy today.
The biggest day.
Humongous.
Who could that be?
Well, since Mom and Kelly's boyfriends have their own keys, probably the mailman.
Bundy, I just want you to know I'm retired after 20 years of faithful service.
Well, let's see. Bill. Hello! My tax refund! I told you it's going to be a big day. My stomach's getting warm. Maybe that cheese will settle it. Oh, God, I love you.
Mwah. Thanks, Daddy.
Not you. Go away. Kelly, I'm sorry. No, come back here. Come back here. Now you go away. Oh, let's see how much I got. Oh, man. I'm going to be... audited. Hey, I'm going to be audited.
Very nice. I just spent 3 hours in a beauty parlor, and all you can say is, I'm being audited. Why do I bother?
What's audited?
Well, basically, it's where they take everything you own and throw you in jail.
But just Dad, right?
Yeah.
Then to hell with it.
Hey, get our tax records, because I'm suing the moron that bungled our taxes.
Oh. Well, gee, that would be me. Oh, now, don't get that look on your face. It's a good thing I did the taxes. You see, I had this idea. If claiming 2 children as dependents gets you $200, imagine what 23 kids would be worth.
The gas chamber.
Just on his car.
I always said I could have
it. No, it's mine.
Kids, don't fight. There'll be cars for the both of you. Because mommy's will be up for grabs. Because mommy will be up the river with me. It was a joint return.
I think they'll be out of here by Valentine's Day. Because I don't know about you, Kel, but I'm thinking party.
Imagine both Mom and Dad in jail. We'll be the coolest kids in school.
Yeah.
Stop, kids. Stop worrying. Mommy's not going anywhere.
And why is that, Peg?
Oh, Al. You don't think I'd be stupid enough to sign my name to that return, too? It isn't like a parking ticket. This is what they sent Capone away for. Oh, but don't worry, honey. I'm going to go upstairs right now and call my Uncle Ethan. He'll know what to do. He's a pig farmer.
If Dad does go to jail, can you still have a Valentine's party?
Well, let's get him off to jail first, and then we'll talk about it.
Preston, we owe $5,000 to the government. So sometime between now and 10 a.m. on Thursday, I've got to come up with a small fortune. Well, let's see what we got here. Free money for fools? Nope, nothing here. Here's something. Store toxic waste at home. You wouldn't mind growing a second head for Daddy, would you say?
I don't know, Dad. Everything in my closet sort of built around one head.
Yeah. Well, we'll just circle this as a maybe. Desperate woman needs human hair for wig. Will pay any price. Red preferred.
Al, that is great news. Jesus wasn't there, but Aunt Innie said if you get her a blueprint of the courthouse, she'll pull his hat from under the window and you're just a manure ride away from freedom. What are you two looking at?
Your lovely red hair.
Oh, Al, you noticed. I didn't think you cared.
Oh, but I do.
Oh. Oh, come on, Buck. Take your pill. I put it in this nice bonbon.
I don't know what it is, Peg. I haven't eaten a thing since that piece of cheese yesterday. Oh, bomba. Oh, it's nice and crunchy. Yeah, I hope it settles my stomach.
I don't think it'll be in there long enough. Oh, Al, are you brushing my hair again? You know, to some people, you're just a guy who needs a shower. But beneath it all, you really are romantic.
Yep, I am. Peg, bring your hair over here. You can come too, dear. Sit down.
Hello, we're the Privets. We're here to see the hair.
Of course. Step right into our showroom. Dear, these are our good friends, the Privets. The Privets, yes. And this is my lovely wife, the,
The Peggy.
You have lovely hair.
Why, thank you.
Leo, it's perfect.
Come on, Leo, you touch it, too. Oh, it's very nice.
Isn't it, though?
Oh. Al, can I speak to you for a minute?
Excuse us for a second.
What's going on here?
Well, Peg, I've got to pay the IRS, so I'm selling the lawn furniture.
How much are you asking?
$10,000.
Al, it cost $40 15 years ago.
So did you.
Well, $10,000 is a little steep, Bundy, but I might go to $2,000.
$2,000? Oh. You know, it's really worth the money. Why, you can just sit on it for hours. And if you hold it off, it's good as new.
$5,000.
You don't mind just taking it from you?
Oh, no! Why, the dog just lies on it and the birds use it as a bathroom. You know, I'll be glad to get rid of it.
We'll be back tomorrow with the check.
Could you make that cash? That way we don't have to report it to the government. You are the smartest man in the whole world. Honey, let's just forget about this audit. We'll run from the government and the kids. We'll set off across the country and we'll sell lawn furniture. Oh, God, I love you.
Oh, split end.
Now! Oh, what are you doing? Bud, honey, you'll never guess what your father just sold for $5,000.
Well, sure I would. He sold your hair.
No, silly. He's a lawn furniture. Right, Al?
Well, we'll just discuss that when you wake up in the morning.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, no. Okay. Come to bed.
I'm not sleeping.
I can wait.
Taking that. What are you doing up, Mom?
I'm waiting for your father to go to sleep. Kelly, he wants to sell my hair. What am I going to do?
Wear a pig nose and dance in the street for crumbs? Just kidding, Mom. Good night.
Kelly, honey, you know, when you were a baby, I used to get up every morning at noon to feed you. The least you can do is listen to my problems.
I've got the coffee if you need it. Is Al asleep?
I don't know. Let's see.
There she is.
Can you believe him? With all the hair in his nose, ears, and on his back, and he wants mine.
Is what it is. Because they lose theirs and we don't, and they hate us for it. They have no respect for our hair. They only use it to pull us up, to pull us down. You know, one day I'm just going to say, hey, use your own hair to wax that car. Kelly's right. She's got the morals of an alley cat, but she's right. We give men too much. We give them our trust, our love, our support. We give them $5 to take us to the prom and not tell anyone they're our cousin. But they do. And then you're the laughing stock of the entire school. And he winds up in the backseat of your car with some fat slut named Roberta. And you have to take the bus home. Some prom, huh? Anyway. We women must draw the line at our hair. It serves a purpose. Like when you see a guy with really great buns, it's your hair that says, saddle up, cowboy. Rope me, brand me, break my spirit. Oh, yeah, and I'm the alley cat.
Well, there's no reasoning with Al. If I'm going to keep my hair, I'm just going to have to stay awake until that trial. Then I'll have 20 years of peace.
Don't you worry about a thing. We'll stay up with you, won't we, Kelly? Darn right. Our six eyes will be as one.
Well, good. We'll sleep in shifts. Marcy, you take the first one. Kelly, you take the second. Mm-hmm. Marcy, you take the third.
Right. Just let him try to get past us. For tonight, we are women.
I'm all packed for prison.
Have a nice time, Daddy.
Come on, Dad. You got 2 more days till the audit.
Why, wait, I'm guilty. What's my defense? Your mother's an idiot? Besides, I deserve to be punished. I married your mother. So long, kids. Let me know who wins this year's Bud Bowl.
Come on. Now, surely you can make $5,000 in 2 days.
Thanks, son. Your love's going to make those 20 years just fly by. Now, I'm going to need some toilet paper. 2-ply, white. A harmonica. Oh, and a picture of Mommy in case thoughts of escape cross my mind.
You know, Cal, maybe I should get Dad something to remind him of me.
Fine. Pack him some Clearasil and underwear with holes in it.
Hi, Al. What you doing?
I'm headed for prison.
Oh. Well, I got a problem. You're probably wondering why I'm not at work.
I'm looking at 20 years, Steve.
I'll bet you think I was fired. But I wasn't. I quit. I'll tell you, you wouldn't believe the politics that goes on backstage at a pet shop.
They put me in with killers, Steve.
I mean, there I am putting down fresh paper under the macaw, which liked me, by the way, and don't think that wasn't noticed, when Zeke decides to make a power play. He wants birds. Suddenly, fish isn't good enough for him. So he breaks bread with the owner. Next thing I know, he's got his hands on my bird. And I'm up to my patootie and guppy poo.
Steve, tell you what. What say I make you a nice license plate that says I'm a boar? Would that make you feel better, buddy?
No, it wouldn't, Al. You know what would make me feel better? To be the outdoorsman I was born to be. Al, I want to be a rodeo clown. You know, something with the land. Thing is, how do I tell Marcy?
Well, now, see, that is a thorny one, Steve. What say I give that some thought while I'm making my marriage vows in a prison chapel to a guy named Rock?
Okay, okay, this is something a man's got to work out for himself. I know. I'll call my mom. She always told my dad what to do. Till he killed himself. Oh, and Al, when you're in prison, if you run into James Brown, you tell him for me there's one white dude out there who thinks he got a raw deal.
Is there no one who can ease my pain?
Al, honey, great news. Uncle Toppy called. He pulled some strings, and he got you a cushy gig in the prison hospital. You're going to be a guinea pig in the experimental medicine ward. And he thought he didn't like you.
Did you get me cigarettes, kids? I need lots of cigarettes. That's for my new boyfriend.
Well, Al, if he only smokes after sex, a half a pack will do ya.
Oh, that's a good one. I'm going to miss you, Peg. Well, I guess unless you're going to cut your hair, I'll be going. Well, I'll see you, I guess, in a decade or two.
Bye, Dad.
Bye, Dad.
Bye, see ya. Very nice. Very nice. No, old Dad, please don't go. No, oh, Al, yes, I'll cut my hair. Not even a shame come back.
Honey, no one wants you to go to prison. But we're talking about my hair, for God's sake. Why is everybody staring at me? I'm not the only one in this family with hair. Bud, what about you?
Yeah, right. I'd be quite the lady killer as a 15-year-old bald kid with no money. Yule Bundy.
Well, don't look at me. I've got finals coming up.
Hey.
I don't want to cut my hair.
We're talking about prison, Peg. Prison.
Oh, Leo, it's beautiful. With this in my head, I can walk proud again. Forget all about that woodpecker incident.
What a day, huh? Well, that's 5,000. Pleasure doing business with you, Bundy.
Anytime, Leo. Listen, how's the wife fix her fingernails? Well, maybe now is not the time. We're in good health, Marie.
Thank you.
Hey, if you ever change your mind about that lawn furniture, no? He's gone.
Oh, we did it. $5,000. Oh, Al, that's more than we'd make if you had an education.
Pretty good for a guy stupid enough to marry you, huh? Well, now I go pay my taxes, and then the only prison I'll be in is the one I created for myself.
Honey, before you go, I think you better walk Buck over by Marcy's roses. He's still constipated.
Well, all right. He should be eating what I've been eating. Where's my flea bag?
Honey, do you think the privets will figure this out?
Well, why should they? It's real hair. Come on, boy.